Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I am your host, Paul White. I'm glad you're with me on this 21st of April. I want to remind you that I am still teaching the studies in John, even with the coronavirus, COVID-19 quarantines and stay-at-home measures. We're recording it from home, and I edit it and post it to our site on Wednesday, so you can still follow along with our journey through the book of John. I am having a blast with it. I still have fun. I really wish at this particular part of John that I had the live audience sitting in front of me because, man, we are in that 13th and into that 14th chapter now and having such an amazing journey. You can catch all of those at our YouTube page, PWM, or at paulwhiteministries.com, or wherever you're listening to this podcast. We also air the audio only from those right here. So join us for studies in John. Today, it's studies in 2 Corinthians 5, particularly the second sentence of the 16th verse. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. It actually reads more this way. You drop the word him and thus because they weren't in the Greek text. Even though we've known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know no longer. You say, well, what does that matter? Well, maybe it does. Let's take a look at this from a couple of angles. First of all, within the context of the sentence in front of it, we don't regard people according to the flesh. We knew Christ this way. Now, we're not judging people according to their flesh, considering the fact that Christ died, all died. When Christ died, every one of us died in him. We can come to life in that knowledge by reconciling ourselves to that knowledge, and then we will live not from an identity of self, but from an identity of who he is. And in light of that, therefore, we don't judge according to what we see. Paul says we did judge Christ according to what we saw. We knew him after the flesh, but we don't any longer. One way to look at that is we had him in front of us. We don't have him in front of us any longer. In other words, if we only judged what we saw, then we wouldn't even believe in Jesus because we can't see Jesus. This might stretch back up to verse 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. In regards to resurrection and where we go when we die, Paul says some of it you just got to take on faith because you're not going to be able to see it. Righteousness then is correlated as being the same way. You're going to have to take that on faith because you're not going to be able to see it. You're going to have to take identity on faith because you're not going to be able to see it. You knew Christ in the flesh. Now you don't. Honestly, you and I didn't. We're 2,000 years after this writing. You and I never knew Christ after the flesh. But Paul lived in the generation that knew Christ in the flesh. We don't have any indication that Saul of Tarsus met Jesus of Nazareth, by the way. But we do know that Paul saw Jesus on the road to Damascus and saw a vision of Jesus, was confronted with that vision, and had people near him that was confronted with that vision. And so Paul considered himself an apostle born out of due time. I think in the first century, apostleship, by their definition, were those who had seen Jesus or had known Jesus. So Paul says, we don't know him in the flesh any longer. So that's one way of interpreting it. It's like, we had him in the flesh, we don't have him in the flesh. If it takes seeing something in the flesh for you to believe, then you won't believe in Jesus because we don't have him in the flesh. The other way, and I think this one, I think they're both correct. I think you have to look at them through two different lenses to really capture it. Consider the context again. Everyone was in Christ. We can live out of that identity. Therefore, we don't judge people based on what we see because that's not necessarily their identity. We tend to get things wrong when we look at the flesh. We looked at Christ, we looked at Jesus through the lens of the flesh and got it wrong. Now we don't do that anymore. Think of it in those terms. I like the way Eugene Peterson says it in the Message translation. Listen to the Message translation of 2 Corinthians 5, 16. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. I like that because it definitely lines up with what happened when Jesus went to the cross. Why do his disciples forsake him? We might say, well, they were scared, but I'm no doubt they were. But I think the forsaking is that the Messiah they had was not exactly the Messiah they thought they were getting. And that was Israel. They rejected Jesus, not because he was a bad guy or because he didn't do miracles or whatever, but because the Messiah standing in front of them didn't look like the Messiah they thought they should get. And therefore, they rejected it. You could say they had a misunderstanding of Scripture. You could also say they judged according to the flesh. He didn't do the things in the natural realm to set himself as a militaristic savior that were needed or required by the powers that be in order to accept him for who he said he was. That's a judgment according to the flesh. So to have had Jesus in the flesh, but to have him no longer in the flesh, is to say, we believe on him without seeing him, and one of the reasons we do is because we didn't even believe what we saw. So maybe we should believe in what we don't see. That's a good lesson and one for us to stir over. Tomorrow is the 17th verse. It's time for the 17th verse. Therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. Probably one of the most quoted verses from the New Testament. We'll do a couple days work on it, then long form Friday's coming up later in the week. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.